Well, I'm sitting here at a cafe having a little coffee in Paris, France, and I'm sure some of you are thinking right now, boy, I wish that was me. Well, you know, France is a beautiful country, and Paris is a beautiful city, and it's known as the city of romance, the city of love. But interestingly enough, the people here very much need to know about the one true love that's available to them, the love that never disappoints, the love that always accepts, and that is only the love of God. You know, there's deep, deep spiritual need here in France. And it's interesting how we look at certain countries. Who would ever think that in Paris there would be such desperate spiritual need? But I've heard statistics that are just unbelievable about how few people have Bibles, how few people really are connected with God, really, at all. I wanted to talk to you for a minute just about the love of Christ. You know, I know that there are many of you watching right now that you're also searching for that love. I think, honestly, everybody in the world is looking for love and acceptance, and not just the kind of love that we may know as human beings, but the love that is always available and is unconditional, that loves us all the time. And that only comes from God. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever, and you know, I'm a whoever and you're a whoever, so we fit into that category, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved us so much that he sent his only Son to pay for our sins, to die in our place, to take our punishment. He actually died, and then he rose from the dead and is alive today and wants to come into people's hearts and live in them, bringing them a constant flow of the love of God. You know, we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, one God, but manifested in three different persons. And the Bible says that when the Holy Ghost comes into our hearts, he fills us with love. The love of God is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And because God loves us, if we learn to receive that love freely as a gift, we can never earn it, we can never deserve it, we can't buy it, it's not for sale. But if you could believe today that God loves you and start really receiving his love, that love would heal any brokenness in your heart. It might take a little time. You might have to study the Bible in that area for a period of time. But trust me, the love of God is real, and it will definitely, dramatically change your life. We all want acceptance. Everybody wants to be understood. And Jesus understands us. And we are made acceptable to God through the Son of God. If you receive that, let it heal your life and begin to have a healthy, balanced relationship with yourself, loving yourself in a balanced way because God loves you. You can learn to love God back, and then you can let that love flow through you to other people. If you're watching right now and you're lonely, you feel lost, you don't know what your life is all about, I want to really encourage you right at this moment to believe that God loves you, and to purposely say, I receive the love of God today. He loves me. And let that love not only forgive your sins, but change you. We care about you here at Joyce Meyer Ministries, and we would love to have you join our program on a regular basis so we can continue to minister the Word of God to you. God's Word will definitely, dramatically change your life.
You know, one of the greatest privileges we have at Joyce Meyer Ministries is to go all over the world to share Christ and love people. And it's you who sends us. You are such an important part of what we do. Some places in the world where we go, the need is very obvious. You can see it. But other places, the need is a little bit different because it's an internal need. We all have that need to be filled with Christ. And we're going to introduce you to a young woman who wore a mask to hide her need. But after Christ came in and removed that mask from her, she just radiated the love of Christ, as you will see. Today, we are so honored to introduce you to Melina. And what was your childhood like? Tell me about your family.
Je suis née au Gabon. Et ma mère m'a eu alors qu'elle n'avait que 19 ans. Ça a été assez difficile pour elle. père nous a abandonnés, a abandonné ma mère quand elle est tombée enceinte. Et du coup, elle a dû être... ça a été très dur pour elle pour pouvoir vivre pour tous les jours parce que du coup, elle avait 19 ans. Beaucoup de difficultés et d'isolement. En Afrique, quand vous êtes, vous avez un enfant et que vous n'êtes pas marié, c'est pas comme en France.
How did that impact the way that you felt about yourself as a young girl?
Quand j'étais en Afrique, pas tellement. Mais quand j'ai eu 5 ans, on est venu en France. Et c'est là vraiment où j'ai ressenti l'absence du père.
Why was it more difficult?
Quand je suis arrivée en France, on arrive dans les classes et vous avez une liste. Sur cette liste, on vous demande votre nom, le prénom, le nom des parents, la mère, du père. Et je n'avais jamais posé la question si j'avais un père. Et quand j'ai dit dans la classe, je n'ai pas de père, tout le monde a rigolé. Et quand je suis rentrée, j'ai demandé à ma mère, mais c'est qui mon père? Et il est où? Mon père, on m'a dit qu'il n'avait pas épousé ma mère parce qu'il devait servir Jésus. Et ça a créé vraiment une douleur en moi et une colère contre Jésus.
After hearing that, how did you feel about God in general?
Je ne l'aimais pas. Je le détestais. Quand on est arrivé en France, ça a déjà été difficile. Et après, j'ai été victime d'abus. J'ai été abusée de mes 8 ans jusqu'à mes 13 ans. Et ma relation avec Dieu a été encore plus éloignée, plus difficile. Ma mère me disait, Dieu est amour, Dieu crée la vie, Dieu est pardon, Jésus t'aime. Il y avait une telle différence avec ce que je vivais et ce qu'elle me décrivait que je me disais, il n'existe pas, c'est pas possible.
Where did you direct that anger? Who were you even mad at during that time in your life?
Je l'ai dirigée contre Dieu qui m'avait donné la vie alors que je ne voulais pas. Parce que je ne voulais pas de cette vie, j'ai rien demandé et je devais la subir. C'était une haine quotidienne. Je méditais même le meurtre de mon agresseur. C'était très dur à porter, surtout quand vous êtes très jeune. Quand j'ai eu 13 ans, j'ai tenu tête à mon agresseur. Et je lui ai dit, tu me toucheras plus. Tu peux me tuer, mais tu ne me toucheras plus. Je n'avais plus peur de la mort parce que je disais, je préfère mourir que de subir ça encore. Personne ne savait. Un jour, j'ai eu le courage d'en parler et les gens ont réagi contre moi. Et c'est là où j'ai compris que les gens préfèrent un doux mensonge à une cruelle réalité. Face à l'orgueil, les gens ne voient pas la douleur, ils voient juste le caractère, l'apparence. C'est très dur de ne jamais pouvoir être soi. De mensonge en mensonge, on se perd, on ne sait plus qui on est.
What was the breaking point for you? When did you know you had to have a major change in your life?
J'avais médité de mettre fin à mes jours. J'avais préparé mon suicide. J'avais l'heure, j'avais le lieu. J'avais déjà fait 2 tentatives qui avaient échoué. Au moment où j'allais me suicider, mettre fin à mes jours, je me suis souvenue de ce que me disait ma mère. Elle me disait, ceux qui se suicident doivent rendre compte à Dieu de la vie qu'il leur a prêtée ici-bas. Et là je me suis dit, Jésus, si tu existes, c'est maintenant ou c'est jamais. Il fallait quelque chose de plus grand que moi pour faire cette œuvre, pour m'aider à vivre un jour de plus, parce que de moi-même, c'était pas possible.
How real was God for you at that moment? After so many years of hating him, what was he like for you in that moment?
Ah oui, il est venu comme un père qui prend sa fille dans les bras et qui lui dit, je t'aime. Et j'ai senti tout cet amour et toute ma haine, comme si ma haine sortait et que je ressentais un flot d'amour.
Your background is very much like Joyce's background, what you both went through. I know that hearing her testimony, hearing what God has brought her through, has encouraged you. Tell me how that's helped you in your journey.
Elle est vraie. Dans tout ce qu'elle dit, elle est vraie. Et elle a confirmé beaucoup de choses que j'avais reçues. Beaucoup de choses qui, en toute simplicité, il n'y a pas de masque. elle parle au cœur directement et elle dit la vérité. Il y a des choses dans la parole, dans la Bible, qui sont difficiles quand on a été blessé, comme le pardon. Mais quand on a quelqu'un en face qui a réussi à vivre ce que la parole dit, ça nous encourage à persévérer. Et c'est pourquoi je me dis, je veux encourager d'autres personnes aussi à leur dire s'il l'a fait pour elle, s'il l'a fait pour moi, il le fera pour toi.
You know, some nations in the world, it just appears on the outside like people have everything that they could possibly need. Everything that the world is searching for that they think will bring them happiness. And yet some lives are empty because there's something we all need, and that's the love of Christ. Do you remember that moment when someone shared Christ with you and it changed your life? Everyone in the world deserves that moment. And as a partner with Joyce Meyer Ministries, you are a part of bringing that moment to people everywhere. Here in Paris, in your own neighborhood, even into your own living room to touch your own family's lives. You can help make sure that Christ is presented to people you love, whether they're in your own hometown or somewhere clear around the world. Join us in partnership as we provide opportunities, that special moment, to people all over the world. You know, when you pray for God to give you answers on how you could reach more people for Him, it's always amazing the way He answers, and it's not always in the way you think. For instance, at Joyce Meyer Ministries, we love being a media ministry, using the media to share Christ. But here in France, we've learned that it's not the traditional methods that work best, for instance, television. This building that you see behind me represents a group that is really just a divine connection, a group that He has brought to us so that together through the internet, we can share Christ here. And it's making a huge difference in people's lives. It's because of partnerships with them and people just like you that are making it possible.
This country is almost at the origin of the expansion of Christianity in the world, because we had so many colonies. We colonized the people and we also shared the gospel. So France and Britain and countries like that, we were at the origin of expanding Christianity in the world, just like eventually going even to North America, as you well know. It then shrunk to the point where now very many say they're believers, but they don't practice their religion. And we only have 1.5% born again Christians. My hunger in my heart is to reach them with the gospel so that they can really find true hope and love.
First, in France, it was impossible to use television. I mean, you cannot go to a public TV, even private TV, they will say, it's religious. So we had no choice. So it was a blessing. We were forced to use the internet because that was the only thing we could use. We were just putting some content. And so when we started to think we could use the Joyce Meyer content, we were very happy.
French people are so Cartesian, you know, it's all cerebral. And they need to be practical, and they like that. So we have to help them, and hopefully the material we give them is very practical. And Joyce's message is always very practical.
We made a plan based on our website, Top Chrétien, which is a large portal, 1.5 million visits a month, which is big for France, because we don't have a lot of Christians in France, but many of them are coming on the website. And with a Facebook strategy and a website, Joyce Meyer, .fr website. All together we made a plan and we started to see people reacting and it became amazing.
A year and a half ago we started new courses, discipleship courses with Joyce Meyer. In 1.5 years we've had 15,000 people who have followed that course, which is huge for our country. And 96% of those who finished the course said that their life, their Christian life, had improved so much.
We have a big need. We need help. We need prayer. We need people like Joyce coming to France. And I'm so thankful because she took the time to consider the need of France.
I think in the church,
et dans l'église,
that if we would look at what we agree about,
si nous focalisons sur les points où nous sommes d'accord.
Which number one is Jesus died for us and rose from the dead.
Numéro un, Jésus est mort pour nous et ressuscité d'entre les morts.
We all believe in the Holy Spirit.
Nous croyons tous dans le Saint-Esprit.
We believe in God the Father.
Nous croyons en Dieu le Père.
We believe in God the Son.
Nous croyons en Dieu le Fils.
We believe in prayer.
Nous croyons dans la prière.
We believe in the power of the Word of God.
Nous croyons dans la puissance de la parole de Dieu.
And hopefully and prayerfully, we believe in helping the poor.
Espérons donc que nous croyons aussi à aider les pauvres.
So why don't we unify around those things?
Pourquoi pas s'unir autour de ces points-là?
And start really making the devil mad by walking in love with one another.
Et commencer à fâcher le diable parce que nous marchons dans l'amour les uns avec les autres.
Amen.
Amen.
Déjà, ce que ça veut dire, c'est qu'il faut garder la foi et garder espoir parce qu'on n'est pas seul. Dieu nous montre toujours des moyens pour nous rassembler. Et grâce à Joyce, aujourd'hui, on est tous rassemblés. On est plus de 14 000 personnes et c'est vraiment incroyable. Merci à Dieu aussi et merci à Joyce.
14,000 to 15,000 people here today. That's amazing. That's an amazing turnout for France. And I even think that she was surprised by that. But, you know, that's God.
Just that first overwhelmed me, and I just thought, you know, that really, if each one of these people tell at least one other person, that doubles it, and if they tell more, that triples it. So it really does give me hope. It really does.
J'aimerais dire que le plus important, c'est l'amour qu'on a envers enfin tout le monde, qu'on se divise pas, qu'on n'a pas chacune nos pensées, qu'on se divise vraiment, qu'on reste ensemble, qu'on prie l'un pour l'autre et qu'on prie aussi. Pour les personnes qui sont perdues, surtout pour les jeunes d'aujourd'hui, parce que les jeunes d'aujourd'hui sont le futur et c'est vraiment pour eux qu'on doit prier aussi. C'est très important et merci à Joyce encore pour aujourd'hui.
To make an event like that in France, in a country with a few number of Christians, in fact, when we think mission, sometimes we think, ah, okay, let's go to Arab country, let's go to Africa, which is great, you know, no problem with that, it's needed. But in France, we have 6 million Muslims. 65 million people really with no relationship with God, and the population is just a little more than that. So it's a mission field. How people will hear, say the Bible, if nobody is sent? So when people give to support Joyce Meyer ministry so she can go, it's just a great blessing.
We have so many testimonies every day of how their life has changed that I want to thank them. I want to thank them so much about what they're doing. And with time, they will see all the fields that have been ripened and collected and growing. And they have to be proud of what they've done.
We're going to introduce you to a woman who had a very bad misconception of who God really is. She didn't know that he was a God of love, and she had no idea that he could possibly love her. When she found that out, it changed her life. And because you give us the opportunity to share Christ and love people all over the world, we are thrilled to share her story of transformation with you.
Fatima, tell me a little bit about your life growing up. How did you feel about yourself, who you were, and even who God was in your life?
I'm born in France and raised in France in a Muslim family. Uh-huh. And when I was 16, my older sister became a Christian. And she came back at home and she said, oh, I became a Christian, now I know Jesus. Not to my father, because it was not possible to speak about that with my father, but she said to my mom, to my brothers and sister about that conversion, and we were shocked, because for us, to be Christian, it was not for us, it was for French people. And also, when you are born in a Muslim family, you cannot change. You need to stay Muslim all your life. And then never heard about the possibility to have a relationship with God, because for me, God was completely different that I know him now. And she insists, she said, God is love. And I never heard about the love of God, because the love of God was not, God was everything but not love.
So what began to change in your life? Because there became a time that
you heard about Christ and felt differently. What happened?
My sister, she explained to me that doesn't matter if I'm not good. I can have a relationship with God, and I just need to accept Jesus Christ in my life, and He will change everything. And my sister invited me to the church, and I said to myself, I have nothing to lose. Maybe something will happen, maybe no. But at the end of the meeting, the pastor prayed for me. And when I come back at home, nothing happened, but I start to read the Bible, in fact. And I discover Jesus in the Bible. I discover that God is love, and that changed my life. Because, you know, when you come from a big family, we were 9 children, I am a number 8, and you know, sometimes your mom and your dad, they don't have time for you. So I have a bad esteem of myself. And I discovered that Jesus he loves me and He have a plan for my life. And I say yes. When I became familiar with Joyce Meyer, I was very interested about her because when she was talking about her personal story and personal, problems, and I say, wow, it's wonderful to see a woman preaching and share about their life, their problems. Because most of the time when you are Christian, you don't have problem. You know what I mean?
The world thinks you don't have problems. You don't talk about them, right?
But you but they're are there. Dealing with a lot of problems, yes. In fact, even if you are in the ministry.
Yeah.
And I was very interested about her, and I heard a lot of message from her. After I prayed and asked God how I can use what I like for your glory, and also how I can impact the society, the women from the society with well-being, fashion, and beauty. Because if people don't come to my community, to my church, I need to go. We need to be and we need to go where the women are.
So that takes us to your salon, which is right down the street here.
Yes.
Because you're reaching out to women in this community and far beyond, because as you said, you don't just stay in your salon, you go out to wherever the women
like
are.
Yes, we like to go. I continue to outreach, in fact. I like to go in different suburbs of Paris that foreigners people live, and I like to take care of people. I like to take care of women.
And what's it called?
Éclat de soie, it means radiance.
Ah, radiance, yeah. All right.
As a Christian, it's very important to go and to spend time with them.
And do you find that this opens their hearts to be able to receive everything that you share with them?
Of course. When we give them love, they are so happy, they are so open, and we can have a relationship together. And it's an opportunity for us to share about our faith, and they ask us also for prayers. They are so impressed about that. I know my identity. I know I have a more confidence of myself. And I think it's very important because I was lost. I have no self-esteem. I thought I will be accomplished nothing in my life. And when I became a Christian, I have made a prayer and asking God to renew my intelligence. And He opened many ways for me. And I also met a lot of people, and they became not only friends, but they became part of my life and part of my ministry.
Well, I believe that sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with people that are needy is absolutely the best thing that we can possibly do. I believe it puts a smile on God's face, and I love to help people. And you know, that's what we're about here at Joyce Meyer Ministries, is spreading the gospel. And you can help us do that through your partnership. Would you please prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Joyce Meyer Ministries and helping us spread the gospel to literally millions and millions of people all over the world. Thank you, and God bless you.
Joining in partnership with Joyce Meyer Ministries is more than just a commitment of prayer and financial giving. You become a part of who we are and what we do around the globe every day, sharing Christ and loving people. Become a partner today. And as a thank you to anyone signing up for convenient automatic giving for the first time, we'd like to send you Joyce's teaching series, Trust God and Do Good. Call 1-800-727-9673 or go to joycemeyer.org.
The proceeding was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.